This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Good morning. Stay warm. And keep on listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Welcome. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, Hunter is above the law. Remember President Joe Biden saying nobody's above the law? He said it so many times. I thought, man, is he trying to plug Steven Seagal's first movie or what? Anyway, so now we know, yeah, Hunter is above the law. And who wouldn't pardon their own kid? Everybody would, if you're being honest. The dishonest part was him saying no, that he wouldn't do it. Why he even ever did that, I have no idea. I don't know what the purpose was.
Bob, he just made up his mind this last weekend. That's what they're telling us. Well, they wouldn't lie either, would they?
Well, I mean, he. When you're not sure what your mind says, you may believe that you made up your mind recently, but you also may have made up your mind a long time ago. Your mind didn't quite recall.
Oh, okay. Now I understand.
Which is possible. Yeah. It is a chilly start to your morning. And that's good in some ways. It reminds us that the holidays are coming. And as part of that, Toys for Tots is always a big part of that. And there's so many great groups that align themselves with it. Toys for Tots, with the Marines. Been going on for a very long time. Patrick Joint from Marion County is going to join us a little bit later on this morning and just remind you of what it's all about and how the need definitely is significant. It is, unfortunately. Then there's the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. They released its final report Monday. Final report.
What? Finally coming. It's yes. Almost 2025.
Well, you know, the dog ate your homework a couple times, and
wow,
here we are. This lays out numerous conclusions from its review of the federal pandemic response, including what the Republican-controlled panel believes to be the likely origins of the virus. I think they're finally in, on paper saying it came from the Wuhan lab, which I told you on the show a long time ago that was the deal, that whole wet market thing was, what a joke. And I know there's people that had serious scientific backgrounds. Some run companies that deal with biotechnology, et cetera, trying to tell me it didn't come from the lab and it wasn't man-made and all kind of, oh, my gosh. You folks, do yourself a favor and remember those sources, remember those people.
Yes.
You've got to remember, especially those in power that were trying to tell us something else.
I mean the ones that were sending us like one way down the aisle in a grocery store or...
You
curfew,
can all get yes, to get yeah. together at the liquor store, but don't you dare wind up in church, boy.
Can't have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, remember these things because it is easy to forget.
Yeah, you want to get spiritual.
Yeah,
pick up them their spirits.
Mm-hmm.
80 or 90 proof.
Somehow that was okay, but don't go to church. Don't go to church.
Wow.
I know.
Anyway, the 520-page report, it talks about pandemic, including vaccinations, public health guidance, state-level actions, use of relief funds. Interesting.
Wonder where they went.
Since February 23, the select subcommittee sought to produce a full after-action report, provide a roadmap of how we in Congress, the executive and the private sector, may better prepare for and respond to future pandemics. I'll tell you what. Why don't we agree there are going to be no future pandemics? Why don't we just agree to that?
Wow. Can we
there
do that?
There are not going to be any future pandemics.
I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
But what if, speculative here, what if maybe a few months before the next one, there's this big get-together of these big smart people from around the world, and they run this simulation, and they see what happens, and then just amazingly, a few months later, we have a real one again. I mean, could that happen again? Just asking for a friend.
Wow, you want to go down that path, huh? Yeah.
Look, just saying.
Look, in the future, anything is possible, but, you know, we've already been through this and hopefully learned some kind of lesson. So the next sort of attack on the world, society, capitalism, whatever, will probably come in a different form, just so you know. That's, you know, the whole asymmetrical warfare. Don't let your enemy build up defenses, you know, to one form of attack. Or let them do that while you develop another form of attack. Anyway, throughout the process, the select subcommittee sent more than 100 investigative letters, conducted 38 transcribed interviews or depositions, held 25 hearings or meetings, reviewed more than 1 million pages of documents from the custodians. The subcommittee of custodians of information, et cetera.
Well,
the subcommittee's hearings were often marked by contentious back and forth between members and witnesses. Several interviews were held behind closed doors, including 2 days of interviews with Anthony.
Did he blink?
Anthony Fauci.
Oh, that one.
That one.
That one.
Yeah.
All these Anthony's.
As the president referred to him as Ed. He was giving out awards or giving, and he looked around the crowd and he goes, where are you, Ed? When he was referring to Dr. Fauci. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
Where are you, Ed?
That's hilarious.
I have no idea where that came from. All right. Anyway, they listed 7 specific findings in the letter, including the National Institutes of Health funded controversial gain of function research at the Wuhan Institute of Virology and Operation Warp Speed, a tremendous success, supposedly, and it goes on from there. But years later, we might get a full report, and then we don't know how really, truly fact-filled that is either, do we? I mean, we live in a world now where seeking the truth is difficult, to say the least. Yeah, that's the world that we live in. Oh, so we've got this crisis at the border, right? There's wringing of hands. What do we do? Joe Biden didn't know what to do. Then he made Kamala border czar, which basically meant that she was not going to travel anywhere near the border after that. And they just couldn't. Man, we don't understand it. Of course, we know what happened. Executive order opened the border wide open. Before Trump even gets back into office, he says, Mexico is going to strengthen their border, or there's going to be some things called tariffs. He did the same thing to Canada. Canada Trudeau already agreed he's going to strengthen the border.
Uh-huh.
And here we have Mexican immigration authorities dissolved. one of the large migrant caravans moving through southern Mexico, as they provided the group with bus transportation to other parts of Mexico and promised to help them with their paperwork.
Well, now.
In other words, remain in Mexico while applying for this supposed asylum. So it can be done? Yes, it was done before by President Trump. It'll be done again. It's already happening. They dissolved it like a blood clot.
Oh, wow.
Like a kidney stone.
Oh, that sounds painful.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. All righty. We've got a lot more. We've got a lot more going on. And then we want to hear from you. So what's bugging you? I'll ask you right now. Call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So call in right now at 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To air it out.
My head is about to explode.
It creates mass hysteria right and left.
What's bugging you?
We got to stand up and we're going to take our country back.
Call now, 877-W-SKY-TALK.
Sky listeners are ticked off.
It just makes me crazy.
Right here where the sun don't shine.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's a chilly start. Bundle up. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We'll keep you warm, warm and fuzzy and happy. Aww. Secure, joyful.
Yeah.
But first, we have to exorcise your demons. We call this segment What's Bugging You? They could just be, you know, bugs, hopefully. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please call back. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is straight out of the land of misfit telecom. So I start hearing from my friends and relatives indirectly that my phone just rings and rings and rings when they try to call me. And I'm not hearing any ringing. I just thought I was getting lucky on all the marketing and fraud calls. So I naturally don't get a cell phone signal in my house. So I go out to my driveway and I call my landline on my cell phone. And it's true. It just rings and rings. It never kicks over. So I call the phone company and naturally I don't get an American native English speaker. And I try to speak fluent Braille. I'm not too good at it. But I start describing the problem on my phone, and the dude starts to try to upsell me on internet services. He doesn't even listen to my problem. Mm. It was just hilarious. So that's what's bugging me today, guys.
I could imagine that would be bugging you.
Yeah.
Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. I got a question that's really bugging me. I need an answer to it if anybody out there has got it. But pardon me, since when has any related to acts of treason or crimes suddenly become pardonable crimes? That's what's bugging me.
There you go.
Oh, good point there.
Let's go to Tom. What's bugging you?
This is on the lab leak thing where after all these years they keep finally figure out it's the lab. Ask yourself two questions. Who would benefit most about the natural origin theory? Well, that would be the Chinese. Number two, with all the time that's gone on, don't you think there are researchers out there in the world looking for the holy grail of grant writing by finding out a natural event that occurred to this? Thanks.
Yeah, great points all the way around. Appreciate it. 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Good morning, Pam. What's bugging you?
Well, the traffic. There are, I mean, I was going to call you about Willis 346 out there near Archer, because There's so many burned up cars. It's like, are people, is the road so bad that things are shaking loose and the cars are catching on fire, or are they just like stolen vehicles? But the traffic today, there are not enough roads in Alachua County to get in and out of the city. Because of the accident that's on 121 Williston Road, mm-hmm. everybody is using my little road. It's my road. Southwest 143rd Street is my road. It's only a mile and a half long, not even a mile and a half long. The traffic on that, they're not going to Archer. They're going to this little paved road. The traffic to get onto Archer Road is backed up a half a mile on that on my little road.
Yeah, well, you got to remember the mindset of Alachua County leadership. They think you should be riding a bus anyway, and that would alleviate a lot of traffic.
That's
see?
True, yeah.
877-975-9825. And, Zach, what's bugging you?
Hey, bugging me is the lack of oversight on the new DEA pick. Longtime law enforcement officer. And if you talk to any other cops in Florida, North Florida, Central Florida, you talk about this individual. He's from a he's married to a major Democrat donor family, DEI, woke, leftist. Just take a look into the DEA pick that Trump made, and it just seems like there's some lack of oversight. Or there's obviously something much more going on here about future presidencies and governors leaving. But it just doesn't make any sense why he would put a woke, really not for the people and not for the sheriff and the deputies that work in Florida in charge of the DEA.
Very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still getting information on this chronister out of Hillsborough County, the sheriff, that Trump wants to promote to the head of DEA. Didn't know that about, you know, the family background, et cetera. Although some people have come out and said, yeah, remember he's the guy that arrested the pastor mm-hmm. for trying to have a church service. So that doesn't bode well. So we'll get more information, I'm sure. We'll see what happens. But I appreciate your input on that one. Anybody else have some input? What's bugging you? That's what the segment is all about. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So I've read some of this coronavirus congressional report, and one thing that I really wish they would look at is the vaccine itself. And Dr. Naomi Wolf wrote the book about it. It's called The Pfizer Papers. This is where the judge had, he ordered the release of some papers that Pfizer wanted locked up for like 90-something years. He said, no, those papers need to be released. And it's the ingredients of the vaccine. Also, it links the CCP and PLA's collaboration with making the vaccine. So they actually bought the patent from Pfizer and made the vaccine that they sold to us through Warp Speed. That's one of the hugest crimes that has really been underreported. And so I think the two biggest books that I really wish I could see in this report is the one book from Dr. Wolf, and then the other book about Fauci that came from Robert Kennedy. I just hope to God, Bob, that when the administration comes in, they're going to hold these people accountable for crimes against humanity.
Let's hope so, really. Appreciate all the input. Excellent as usual, my friends. Thank you, thank you. It is 728, and coming up, Bill Maher, annoying Hanoi Jane. That's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Hunter full and unconditional pardon.
Bail his son out instead of doing what's right.
Biden making a major reversal ahead of his exit from office.
As it happens.
Trump cabinet nominees targeted with death threats.
No one should have to live in fear.
The news station.
The fighting across the Lebanese-Israeli border will end. There is going to be a mass deportation. Don't test us.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is also 7:35. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Let's annoy old Hanoi Jane, shall we? Comedian and HBO host Bill Maher called Jane Fonda naive. Oh, wow. During a Club Random podcast conversation, during which the Hollywood actress demanded the end of fossil fuels as we know it. Maher said, it's never going to happen.
Wow.
And they talked about a few things, including getting old. Fonda turns 87 this month. Talk about marriage, politics. At one point, Fonda steered the conversation to her favorite activist cause now, I guess. Yeah, second to the commie cause. Climate change. Oh, there you go. We're facing a climate crisis. And according to science, I believe in paying attention to the science. We don't have a lot of time to do something about it, she said before laying out her demands. Stop all new fossil fuel development. Cut our emissions in half very quickly and then gradually phase out. Maher was really calm and cool. He was getting her, you know, a little bit excited. She was getting, you know what I mean? She was a little amped up. And Bill Maher was really, like, laid back and chill. He's like, yeah. Yeah, Hanoi Jane, yeah. Mm-hmm. He wasn't buying her brand of baloney. Not because he isn't on her side, but because he doesn't see civilization voluntarily banning fossil fuels. It's never going to happen. It's just not something humans are willing to do. It's not just that, Billy boy. The nations, the world, the economies thrive when there is inexpensive energy sources. When you start to complicate that and make it more and more expensive, and you can count on it less, like wind and solar, you're going to create havoc. You're going to create problems. And here's what happens. Yes, it's always going to be trickle down. So the people at the bottom now, instead of them living at the poverty level, but at least being able to have air conditioning or heat, you see, those would be the first people to suffer even further under any kind of push to get away from fossil fuels. Constantly be developing other alternatives. Constantly be working on nuclear energy. Maybe a safer way, fusion, fission, you know, cold. Are there some ways we can harness this that would be safer in general? I believe there is. And Fonda replied, when he said, look, it's never going to happen, but it's not just something humans are willing to do. Willing to do. You see, you're not going to be there with the suffering of folks. Bill Maher's not going to be there, and neither is Jane Fonda. They're not going to be there.
She will not be keeping you warm.
No. But it just, she said, it's got to happen, or there will be no future for us. Well, she's 87.
Okay.
And nobody knows the time or day in which the good Lord picks your number, but at 87, I mean, is she really going to be personally impacted by any of this? No, of course not. Our grandchildren, are they going to be impacted by this? Yeah, possibly. We know financially they're going to be impacted by it because this is all about wealth redistribution.
Yeah.
That's the problem. There'd be some people that might actually start to believe some of your stuff, and climate change, there probably is something to it. But is it man-made? Is it fixable? And is it fixable if China and India and Russia are not fully on board? The answer at the very end is the most important one, and the answer is no. The old proverbial, you know, going potty when there's a strong breeze coming your way. That's exactly what you would be doing. Maher argued that China and India won't be willing to cut carbon emissions. Like I said, Billy Boy, every once in a while you get lucky. And you're right. Are you going to tell them, rich white lady, sorry, we used up all the air. They're going to go, blank that. Yeah. Fonda then pushed solar and wind energy. I think I covered that. As well as giving the global South money. In other words, sending trillions of U.S. taxpayer dollars to other countries to develop green energy, Maher pushed back again. I'm not opposed to your plan. I'm just saying it's not a plan that will ever get passed. So why obsess about it? You know what's happening, right, in the so-called emerging developing countries that are the beneficiaries of the so-called, you know, green dollars and credits and all that? Yeah, they're, those nations are becoming wealthier. Remember, they're starting from very little.
Right.
So wealthier, meaning a form of transportation that probably burns fuel, is one of the things that they want.
China is the best example. I mean,
they used to ride bicycles.
They were in the dark ages 25 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to us, they're not in the dark ages anymore, and they're consuming a lot of energy.
They got a lot of cars now. A lot of cars.
And they burn a lot of coal. And they keep building power plants that burn coal. And we just sit there and go, the sky is falling. And so, look, she couldn't really answer back to Bill Maher. She was being called on it. And I bet very few times Jane Fonda is in a conversation where people are going to push back. Okay? It's probably been a very long time. That probably the last time she had a conversation where someone pushed back, it was Ted Turner saying, get off my boat and hand me a bottle of champagne. Thank you very much. So Fonda remarked, you're so cynical. Okay? That's one way of saying, you're kicking my butt in an argument. You're so cynical. Maher said, and you're so naive. Bam. Jane Fonda has spent the last several years on a climate change crusade. Is she going on her own private jet to tell the world that CO2 is killing us? Or is she riding with John Kerry?
Oh, they could jetpool.
Jetpool, that's it. Yeah. Hey, let's jetpool together. Yep. Fonda recently hit the campaign trail for Kamala Harris on the belief that the Harris-Walls ticket will slash fossil fuels by half in order to address what the actress called the climate emergency. Yeah. Look, you have to have your cause du jour, okay? But you still maybe wield some influence in some circles, Jane. Why don't you go and help people that are really in need? Instead of creating a situation where you're going to force people to be in need. Because if you attack fossil fuels, you don't see the bigger picture, not at all.
You think she's riding around in a Prius limo or anything? Or I don't know. I just don't see that.
Don't think Prius makes one yet.
Okay. Well, let's check.
I mean, look, some do live by what they push as their agenda. Some do. I don't know if she does. I'd probably be a little bit surprised if she did. How green does she live? How big is her house? How many square foot does she inhabit?
Mm-hmm.
Versus the average American, so on and so forth.
I'll bet she's got air conditioning.
She does, but she also lives right next to a solar farm and a wind farm.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
No,
you're probably right.
You're making up stuff again, Bob.
That's because, man, my fantasies are better than the truth sometimes.
Well,
sometimes more accurate than what we can get in terms of truth. Look out for that beer belly. That's not a good sign. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Pump it up, baby, because it's cold and you got to get your heart a pumping. Get the blood onto the extremities.
Oh, yeah.
Cold hands and cold feet. It's just not fun. We forget all about that in Florida, don't we? Until we're reminded. And that's one of those mornings. It is 7:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And your top story is Hunter is above the law. What do you want to add to that? Why do I hear these talking heads going off about Biden lying? Like, it's the first time he's lied?
What?
I mean, nobody bothered to really ask him at the time, what about pardoning your son? You know, the answer's no, it's off the table, whatever, all the different ways that he said it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember anybody going, are you kidding, Joe? Your only son that's left? You wouldn't pardon him?
You're right. It was never followed up.
They never turned it around like that, did they?
Never put him on the spot for it.
Yeah, because there's a lot more people that are fathers than there are people that are presidents. Does that make sense?
Wow.
Yeah.
I thought about it.
We're not all afforded that ability that he has. So, anyway, look, I'm not surprised. Does that mean that Hunter's less guilty of anything? Oh, heck no.
He did it all.
Yeah. Heck no, heck no. But if it was your kid and he was going to prison and you had the power to relieve him of that, you would do it, I think, if you're being honest. Unless you know he's a homicidal maniac and a cannibal and stuff like that, then maybe you'd let him go to prison. How's that beer belly treating you? Oh, no. No, that's not a beer belly, Bob. That clearly is 5 days of leftover turkey. Oh, and just a little bit of stuffing and a tablespoon of mashed potatoes. Yeah, right. If we're being accurate, what about those 16 quarts of gravy you slammed down the old gullet? Here's the bottom line, and here's why you should care. Having a beer belly, and this is a, remember, you don't have to drink beer to get a beer belly. It is this where your fat positions itself right in the middle lower part of your belly.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that that is dangerous, that has long been a danger for things like warning of heart disease. Well, guess what? It's also an indication you're more likely to develop Alzheimer's in the next 2 decades.
Wow.
So if you are 40 and you find yourself, that's where you hold fat.
If you can't see your feet anymore.
Yeah, you might want to go on some kind of diet. Now, this came out of the UK, but it talks about American researchers found people with more visceral fat. That's the type that forms around the vital abdominal organs. Also had more abnormal proteins in the brain that are the hallmarks of the disease. That's how they can make the connection. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, affecting almost 7 million U.S. patients and nearly 1 million in the U.K. And, of course, you know what Alzheimer's does to memories and independence and what havoc it wreaks on families and the caretakers. Anyway, they said that linking Alzheimer's risk to visceral fat levels of people in their 40s and 50s meant that interventions like diet and exercise to slim down could have a huge impact on dementia decades down the line. This is going to be an adjustment for Western man, if you will. Look, when you're young, if you would start saving for retirement when you're young, you'd be doing very well at retirement time. But when you're young, you go, that's way down the line. If you're 40 and you go, Alzheimer's, yeah, I don't want to get that. But I'm only 40.
Right.
I'll worry about that when I'm 60 or 65.
Yeah, but you wake up one day and you're 60 or 65.
The good news is you don't remember your age. No, seriously, this is a terrible disease. And it's not just carrying, the fat.
Mm-hmm.
It's where that fat is positioned. And there's some people that, if you look at their BMI, they have a healthy BMI. But their organs are still surrounded in that visceral fat. And that apparently doesn't just make a difference to the organs, which it does, but they're finding a connection to the proteins in the brain that are indications of dementia and Alzheimer's. All right? It is 7:56. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Toys for Tots guest at 8:30. Hang on.